NASCAR on Prime lights up Music City. Who's got what it takes to tackle the concrete at Nashville Super Speedway and walk away with NASCAR's coolest trophy? Stream the NASCAR Cup Series at Nashville tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, where music meets motorsports, only on Prime.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Paddock Project. I'm your host, Tiggy, and I'm here today with none other than Lou McEwen, the Chief Marketing Officer of McLaren Racing. We last had you on a little while ago, but so much has happened with the team since then. But welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's obviously been a huge season for McLaren. You're leaders in both championships. The momentum is incredible. How is the vibe in the team right now? How also was the podium celebration?
Oh gosh, yeah. Still drying out, actually. That was something else. The vibe in the team right now is it's great. Just come back from Imola last night. Yeah. Solid points. It feels really good. Good. But I think I'd also say that there's a long season ahead, and very cognizant that if you looked at the standings this time last year, Red Bull were kind of where we were, if not ahead of us. And then it all turns around. So you can't sit back in this world. You can't be complacent. Long season ahead, lots to push for. And I think, you know, as we returned in 2025, it was obviously a really privileged position to be World Constructor Champion, but it was very much a kind of level set. We go again, not sitting on your laurels. Mm-hmm. And it's different. You know, we were the hunters last year, but now we are the hunted. So competitive on track as well as off it. So there you go.
Yes, the tables definitely do turn, but you wear the pressure well, I will say that. But as you mentioned, just came back from Imola. We're heading into a triple header, or we're even partway through. And next up is Monaco, biggest races on the calendar. An occasion you all have marked with a very special livery in collaboration with your partner, OKX. I know so many people have tons of questions about special liveries, but maybe first let's talk about the origin of this one. When did this idea to do the special livery come about? Was it something OKX brought to you, vice versa? How does that process begin?
A little bit of both, if I'm really honest. So it's a real, has to be a collaborative process in all sense, really. Let me unpack that for you. Probably at least 6 months out, we begin the creative process. But actually the planning process kind of starts almost as soon as the next season calendar comes about. And talking about things, there's only certain races where you can do this. You have to think about freight schedules. You have to think about the adjacent races of where it's going to and from. How are you going to actually manage the livery tweaks that happen as well? Because freight might not come back here to MTC. So there's all sorts of logistical things, which sometimes make actually some races are just, you can't do it because freight gets in too late or stuff might get stuck somewhere. So the kind of where we earmark the races almost starts year out. And then within that, we like to have the creative process really tied up with some of those partners, as you mentioned, at least 6 months out. And that's partly because we need to go through all the right approvals, make sure everyone knows how we're going to show up, although we keep it very much under lock and key at that time. And then, you know, it is about how do we work with that partner? They might have specific objectives in certain markets. So we've also got to kind of work with them around that. And obviously with OKX, as you say, in this instance, and then our own brand as well, you would kind of will have a great fan base. How do we want to show up? How do we want to represent ourselves with them as well? So there's no one thing that determines that, but it's a collaborative process from a number of months out, really. And it as you go, things change and you have to iterate and evolve.
Yeah, I can only imagine that creative process. And I know this one in particular is modeled off the first McLaren car to win, the first to debut the papaya livery, which is, of course, such a huge part of your legacy and the heritage. What was that creative process like internally? How did you decide on honoring that legacy?
So as you mentioned earlier, we have done a couple of livery takeovers in Monaco the last couple of years, and we're lucky enough as a team to have a kind of rich heritage that we can dig into. I think the M7A is really exciting. So that was actually Bruce's first car that he won his championship in 1968, way back then. And it ran with the iconic papaya livery, which is now synonymous with the team, right? But I guess the newer fans won't really realize that. They've always seen us being papaya, but it was about 7 years ago we went back to those roots. So for me personally, but also as a brand and to our fans, I feel really passionate about this livery because it's kind of where it all began, and it's where we are now as well. And I think, you know, good sports teams all around the world outside of Formula One, you know, they pick a color and they stick with it. So that reinvention has personally been a really part of my own journey here at the team, and with a number of other people obviously supporting on that. So it's really exciting for us to go back to the first livery, yeah, celebrate Bruce, but I think also kind of in recognition of the kind of innovation and first that OKX like to bring to their fans and their customers too. So it's really nice. It's kind of that, a nod to our past, but also thinking future and our future fan base as well.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember when I went to MTC, I was told that the reason papaya was chosen as originally was because of the black and white TVs, and it was a color that would stick out more than perhaps some of the other liveries.
You're right. Even back in the day in the black and white TV, I mean, goodness, thinking where we are today. But yeah, there was a time when it was only black and white, and it gave really good contrast on TV. And also, certainly rumor has it here anyway, that when Bruce was on track, he also knew that if he was approaching people, that pop of papaya on track really stood out in the wing mirrors of his competitors. And for today, it gives great standout on track as well.
I love that. Yeah, you gotta make sure that you're sticking out in people's mirrors. But exactly. These days, you're ahead of people's mirrors, so that's good.
Well, hopefully.
Yes. Well, you mentioned heritage and legacy, and I think that's really one of McLaren's superpowers. I think very few teams can pull from such an iconic archive. How do you think about using that nostalgia, tapping into that from a marketing perspective? What makes the past such a powerful part of how you connect with fans today?
You're right. I mean, we're kind of second to Ferrari in that sense of kind of we've been around 62 years now. And we're really lucky to almost have this treasure box of stories that links from our past, really. And lots of those stories have never really been told. It's something, again, over the last 7 years, as we went back to our roots, we've unlocked some of those stories. And, you know, we know a lot about our fan base as well. We kind of deeply looked at that fan base and what they like to hear about. And we know with some of the younger fans coming through, we looked at, let's call it their drivers of fandom and why they follow teams. And a lot of them love the status and heritage and provenance of brands. And you can't buy that. So we're very lucky to sit. I'm sitting here talking to you at the McLaren Technology Center in Woking. And downstairs, we have all of our heritage cars. We have lots of the assets over the years. And it's absolute treasure trove of amazing, authentic stories that we can tell. And I think use that word authenticity, because I think it's such a lovely way to storytell when you've got recreating those stories for a new fan base. And we saw that work really well last year, again, actually with OKX in Monaco, where we told the story of Senna 30 yeah. years after his passing. And if you think, most of those fans weren't even alive to see Senna, to see Senna race, but actually it was our best performing campaign we'd ever run. Wow. So it's kind of how you tell the story to that new generation of fans, which is really important and really exciting, right? To keep some of those legacies alive.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you talk about best performing campaign. From a marketing perspective, what's the strategy behind a special livery? Like, how do you measure that impact? How do you measure that success with something that's visual, but also quite momentary in time?
Yes. So lots happens on track once you get into a race weekend, as you all know. So we typically launch our special liveries a week out or so. And we want that share of voices to go into the race weekend, kind of you know, make some noise. So we look at reach, engagements and impressions, and also sentiment, right? It's really important that when the livery lands, our fans get it. And that comes back to the previous question a little bit, where good liveries, I think, have an authenticity to them. They tell a story that resonates with the fan base as well. So a kind of mixture of those things.
Yeah. Are there any nerves when you launch a special livery? Like, what's the group chat like when fan reactions start rolling in?
Always. I've got however much you, and we've learned a bit over the last couple of years, so we listen intently. But yeah, I am nervous, and you know, also some of it's under lock and key. Sometimes you worry that stuff might get leaked or come out at the wrong time. So I've definitely always, because you know, the team have worked hard and it's an amazing canvas, and you want people to be behind it, you want people to like it. Okay. So there's always a few nerves. And actually what you also find is sometimes what's fun is when fans join in the conversation, they kind of correct each other sometimes as well, which is even better to see.
I love that. I'm going to the Monaco Grand Prix this month and I'm beyond excited, but to really get the most out of it, I felt like I've needed to improve my French language. I've been using Rosetta Stone, which gives you the confidence to connect with locals and experience cultures more authentically. One of the hardest things can be perfecting pronunciation, but Rosetta Stone has built-in true accent speech recognition technology that provides real-time feedback, which has helped me sound much more natural. It's like having a personal language coach guiding your accent every step of the way. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Paddock Project listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today. Has the last F1 race got your stress levels through the roof? It might actually not be Ferrari strategy or papaya rules. It might actually be your hormones. That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. They offer a free 2-minute quiz that can help you uncover the root cause of your hormonal symptoms. It's super easy. Just answer a few questions about what you're going through and where you're at in life. And the best part, after taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help balance your hormones and start feeling better. I personally took the quiz, and one of the recommendations I got was to start Hormone Harmony, which helps with bloating, fatigue, weight gain, and more. And after adding it to my routine, I've definitely noticed a difference. So ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code PADDOCKPROJECT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code PADDOCKPROJECT for 15% off today.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
So at least you're going through it with a partner, so you're not in it alone. And let's talk a little bit about OKX, because I know they've been with the team, I think, since 2022. And that's back when McLaren wasn't necessarily seeing the same results it is today. Like, how do you ensure you're bringing on good partners, ones who are there for the long run, kind of through the ups and downs?
Yeah, you're totally right. I think the point with OKX, as well as a couple of other partners, right, they bought into us in those early days, and it was a very different feel. There was no champagne in those years at all, but there was a vision, and I think ultimately they bought into that culture, and they could see there was shared values across both of our businesses. And you know, OKX are very much pioneers of innovation. They've always wanted to make sure through their whole sports portfolio, actually, that they want to bring fans closer, in our instance, to Formula One. And that's something we always want to do as well. If you consider really that only 1% of fans ever get to go to a track in their lifetime, 1-2% per se, that's a fraction comparatively, you know, with some other sports. So I think they've always wanted to bring their younger fan base in, connect more, and they're always looking for opportunities. And that's something that we've always been working on collaboratively. So I think, you know, it's so much more than just a sticker on the car and a branding exercise. And actually, to the point around the livery that you'll see, it's not just the car. There's other areas off track. There's a whole campaign that they've built around it that you, I don't know if you've had a sneak peek at, but that'll be coming soon. And beyond the car, there's also things like the driver's overalls as well, which are informed, which again are really important touch points. You know, the drivers we've seen in and around interviews and the whole time in Monaco. So again, that connection back to Bruce is really nice, actually.
Yeah. Tell us more about the driver overalls and what that process was like, because I know they give a call back to Bruce and to Danny as well, right? And
absolutely, as you say, Danny Hulme and Bruce McLaren. So they really nod back to that that era. It's quite nostalgic, actually. When I first saw the visuals of the overalls come through, we've got pictures of those drivers all around MTC, and they're a really good representation of where we were with those drivers then. Little few tweaks and updates, obviously, to carry the partner branding, but lots running true in terms of iconography and styling and fonts as well. So they're great. And I remember seeing them and kind of going, oh, kind of gave me a little bit of goosebumps. But yeah, hopefully the fans will like them.
I love that. Do Lando and Oscar like them? Are they excited about it?
Yes, they do. We always show them the overalls as part of the, we involve them earlier on, because it's great for them to know what's coming. You know, they have to, obviously, any kind of adjustments. We want them to be comfortable in their suits and make sure. So we always show them, and yeah, they're pretty vocal about those kind of things. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, I think our audience has had so many questions about special liveries over the years. I'd love to just maybe hit a couple of them. I know you've already talked about the sort of timing and the creative process, but I'm curious how many people are involved at the team to kind of come up with this livery, install it, make sure that everything is in its place before a race. Who's involved in that?
Gosh, so we have an in-house creative team that will work with OKX around the ideation and creative. That's probably a team of about four or so people. And then we'll work very closely into our service and brand team. So that's the team that actually have to put the livery, the vinyl as such, on the car when we go out to races. And there's probably about three people there. So what am I up to now? Seven. And then when we actually go to track, we'll probably have a team of about six out in the field physically swapping the livery over. So that process will have started over the weekend in Imola, and then we'll be continuing off-site at a space we've got between Imola and Monaco for the swap to happen. And then we've got to swap it all back. So I would say in the immediacy, there's probably around 20 if I look at it. And of course, there'll be representatives from the OKX team as well that get involved along the way as well. So probably about 20. But yeah, good big team effort.
Definitely a big team effort. Is there ever a concern that it impacts performance in any way? Do you have to do extra checks, or how do you make sure that that is not impacting anything?
Great,
on track?
Great question. And it's actually one of the parts of my role that I love, actually, is how that creative informs or the livery informs performance, because obviously the more vinyl you have on cars, the heavier cars are. Monaco is actually a circuit which isn't so reliant upon the weight piece, because not such a high speed circuit in that sense. But any weight gain we have to review and work through with our race team. And again, how the air flows over the car, where the vinyl goes, the stickering, etc. Even kind of the eye line of the drivers and what they can see is really important. So for all times, we have to preserve performance, because there's no point having a great looking car that's going to sit at the back of the grid. You know, we want it to be pushing towards the front at all times. So the performance side is probably something that people might not have factored in, and it's actually why across the bodywork of the car, there are quite a lot of limitations where you can and can't put things.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. McLaren has had a lot of amazing liveries in the past. If you had to bring back any past McLaren livery full time, what would you pick and why?
You know, I am custodian of the brand at the moment, and it is all about papaya. So I am going to give you a really boring but honest answer, in that this one is important to me because it represents the last 7 years, really. So I think to bring back the first livery 7 years down the line of advocating papaya is where I'm going to net out. Sorry, yeah. Gwen, I put it out there.
No, that's an amazing answer. I'm so excited for everyone to see it. Okay, and then maybe last one. If there were any movie or TV show that could do a one-time livery for McLaren, what movie or TV show would you want to collaborate with?
Oh my gosh, that's a great one. I would say, okay, I'm just going to throw it out there. Partly from my 9-year-old daughter inside, Pokemon.
Oh, I love that. We could have a papaya Pokemon.
Yeah, just throwing it out there. Maybe Pokemon.
Perfect.
Pokemon series. There you go. Pokemon series.
Well, that's a great note to end on, Lou. Thank you so much. I'm so excited for everybody to see the livery. I'm excited for everything that McLaren is doing right now and all the momentum. You all are really killing it, and it's been so fun to watch.
Well, thanks for taking the time to chat, and hopefully we'll have a good race in Monaco this week.
NASCAR on Prime lights up Music City. Who's got what it takes to tackle the concrete at Nashville Super Speedway and walk away with NASCAR's coolest trophy? Stream the NASCAR Cup Series at Nashville tonight at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, where music meets motorsports, only on Prime.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.